Now, if we could have the first slide up, please, Shirley. I want to speak to you today about a very messy Christmas. Actually, when I was growing up, in a way, we didn't have a messy Christmas at home, because when it came to present opening, my father would be organised. He'd be poised there with a bin bag, and the moment the wrapping paper came off, it would be in that bin bag. We used to laugh at him, but now I have become that man. But you don't need me to prove to you that our world is often in a mess. I don't know if you've been looking at your phone during this service, but someone might be able to tell us whether Boris has cancelled Christmas yet or not. We can look back over the headlines of the last year, and it's pretty obvious that there is a great deal of mess in our world. But there's also mess within, mess in our own hearts. People ask, why is the world in a mess? Where is God in the mess? Can we fix the mess? And the Bible asks those questions too. Christmas is the Bible's answer to the mess. But Christmas itself was a bit of a mess, wasn't it? I mean, Jesus' birth was a literal mess. I've attended four now, and they are a somewhat messy business. And this wasn't a straightforward birth. It was all kind of makeshift in overcrowded Bethlehem. The newborn baby had to be placed in a manger, an animal feeding trough. Far from ideal. And Jesus was born into a world of social and political mess. The circumstances were delicate. Mary and Joseph weren't married. Joseph knew he wasn't the father. And then there'd been all the turmoil of the census of the entire Roman world. Enforced upheaval. Restrictions, uncertainty about the future. Maybe that sounds familiar. Jesus was no stranger to mess and to such experiences. But Jesus is the Messiah of Christmas. The Messiah. As the angels said to the shepherds, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That word Messiah is the same word as Christ. And it's not a surname, but a job title, a description. It means the anointed one, the anointed king, the long-promised rescuer king, who would come and sort things out for people, who would deal with the mess. So Jesus was that Messiah. He was the only person never to make a mess of life. He lived a faultless, holy, perfect life of love. And on the cross, he took the punishment for all our mess so that we might be forgiven. That is the message of Christmas. At Christmas, there's a mess, a Messiah, and a message. The angels share that message with the shepherds. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news, which will cause you great joy. The message of Christmas is joy and salvation and peace from God, from heaven to earth. There really is nothing better, nothing more important. And it's a message for the world. The Christmas message is an offer to everyone. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news which will cause you great joy for all the people. For all people. The shepherds, they were poor. The wise men, they were rich. The shepherds were locals. The wise men were from far away. The shepherds were Jewish. The wise men were pagan. This was a message for everyone, for the whole world. They all knew that this Messiah was relevant for them. So Jesus offers us the gift of himself, a Messiah to deal with our mess. Will we accept him? Will we accept his gift? Jesus is the Messiah for you. Christmas asks us, is that baby in the manger really the Messiah who's come to rescue, who can sort out your mess and mine? The shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened. And that is a great thing to do, to go and investigate Jesus. I wonder if you've thought seriously about for yourself about who Jesus was and why he came and what difference he might make. As a church, we'd love to help you to think about Jesus. The wonder of Christmas is that God has provided an emphatic answer to those questions which we began with. Where is God in the mess of the world? Well, he says, I'm here. I'm with you. I'm for you. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us in our mess, come to sort out our mess, to be our saviour, so that through him we might be forgiven. And one day he will put the world to rights. He will deal with all the mess. Even now we can know God's peace and forgiveness and salvation and joy by trusting in Jesus the Messiah. He calls us to put our trust in him. Will you receive the gift of Jesus the Messiah this Christmas? We've got a little present for you actually, which is a book from which I've stolen this talk. It's called A Very Merry Christmas. So we'd love to give you one as you leave. Please do accept that as a gift from us. And hopefully it will help you just to think a little bit more about Jesus and what he means. No matter how messy your Christmas is or not, however vigilant you're going to be about the used wrapping paper, a very merry Christmas to you.